Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry. The body's largest organ isn't the brain or the intestines, it's the skin. And it can be really easy to take advantage of our skin or maybe scowl a little bit as it shows signs of aging. But our esteemed Prairie Doc is here to help. Dr. Rick Holm is in the Kirby Family Studio with us now. Dr. Holm, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jackie.
So nice to see you.
Nice to be here.
Well, we all know rule number one has something to do with sunscreen.
Yes, it does.
When do we really need to use sunscreen?
I have advised people my whole experience that you start at the equinox and you finish at the equinox so that you get it through half the year. You use it every morning, put it on like it's after brushing your teeth, then you get at least a baseline that kind of builds up a certain amount and protects you through the summer months. And when the day is longer than the night, you should be putting sunscreen on. Particularly if you're outside a lot. Mm-hmm. And if you're outside a lot, you should definitely be putting it on multiple times. Well, the dermatologists have said, if you watch the show tonight, she'll say to you, well, you should do it all year long. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's an interesting concept, that it's not a bad idea, particularly if you're outside, to use it all year long. And the other new news people are talking about is broad-brimmed hats and protect yourself with your clothing if you can. But then there's the opposite side of that thing is that we don't get enough vitamin D, that the sunscreen blocks out the vitamin D. And so I like to add, and it's not a bad idea to be taking 2,000 of vitamin D every day too. Mm-hmm. There is my take home on the sunscreen. I like the kind that kind of has a silvery look to it and it kind of doesn't want to disappear as quickly as others. Mm-hmm. But if you won't put that on, at least do the spray kind that is so easy to put on. I mean, just psh, and you're done.
Right. So we hear a lot about SPF ranging all across the board. Is there a point where you reach a sort of diminishing returns? What are we aiming for in there?
Yeah, I think at least 30.
At least SPF 30. You heard
Correct.
It here.
And you know what that means is sun protective factor 30 means that you have to be out in the sun 30 hours to get 1 hour of exposure. If you worked in the emergency room ever, people would come in June in particular, and they would be just beet red, sunburned, sick. Mm. And they would be blistering. I've seen a person sunburned so bad that it was a third degree burn. It was just not only a blister, but a blister with a destruction of the skin underneath it. So you've got to be protective, and you can enjoy the sun, and you can be out on that boat fishing all day. If you put on that sun protective factor 30 or 50 and you repeat it every couple hours, and it won't destroy your skin and your life, mm-hmm. make you miserable.
Oh, miserable. I learned the hard way on a trip to Florida. I sunscreened everything but my feet, and I spent the whole day on the beach.
And your feet were just... Oh, miserable. Bottom of your foot?
Tops of my feet. Oh. And what I learned is that your feet swell when they get burned that bad. So I had to be creative in what I wore the rest of the trip.
Some people burn the bottom of their feet, at the beach.
Yeah.
And then they can't walk.
Oh, no.
So
disaster. So wear your sunscreen.
At
least SPF 30, because along with a painful burn that's, a nuisance for a few days or so, of course, we also have the risk of skin cancer.
Correct. So, I mean, my lifetime has been caring for the elderly, and many of them are farmers sunscreen, in their 80s. They didn't have sunscreen. They'd just go out and burn and burn and burn. And then finally, they've developed enough of a tan, quote unquote, that they wouldn't burn, but they would end up with skin cancers coming in to see me. And you just, their whole body was their face in particular and their forearms in particular. And I'd do a lot of cryotherapy and a lot of scraping and a referral to the dermatologist because of the destruction of their skin. And, you know, the people who used to worship the sun would end up with wrinkles and the destroyed skin. So they, you know, they just lived with the destroyed skin all their life. So good idea not to do that to yourself. And, you know, the bad sunburns that blister predispose to malignant melanoma. Mm-hmm. So don't let it happen.
Right. And is there an element of genetics when it comes to skin cancer? For instance, both of my parents had at some point malignant melanoma.
Oh, so, really?
Yes. So
had they burned severely when they were younger?
I believe so. They both grew up in the 70s. I know Mom talks about tanning sometimes and that kind of thing, but probably just a matter of not prioritizing sunscreen.
You know, there is also an epidemic of malignant melanoma, and the incidence of malignant melanoma is increasing. And really, it's not all just sunscreen. It's also something else. Mm-hmm. We don't know, but because people can get malignant melanoma under the fingernails, in between the toes,
really?
Over the back that was never burned. You know, we don't really understand completely what it is. And so the other thing to take home today, and if you watch the show tonight, the ABCDE of skin cancer, looking for something that is asymmetrical, A. B, border is fuzzy. It's not defined and sharp. C, the color is variegated. It's pink and black and brown, and it has multiple colors to it. So A, B, C, D, diameter is wider than the width of a pencil. E, it's evolving. It's changing. So if you see something that has asymmetry, border fuzzy, color variegated, diameter larger than a pencil, evolving, that's a dangerous sign. And get it in, and most likely your doctor will either remove it, her or himself, or get you to the dermatologist or a plastic surgeon to have it removed.
Mm-hmm. And this is an entire program this evening about skin issues. We've talked about sunscreen and skin cancer, but there's plenty of other issues that we talk about with skin. What else are you planning to cover tonight?
Well, what is urticaria? You know, what are the whelps or the and what can cause that? And the most common cause for urticaria is a drug reaction. We're going to talk about shingles and the whole story about shingles, and we're going to promote shingles vaccines. There are two kinds now. We're recommending the more effective one, and if you haven't had the newer one, it's time to get it. And it costs a little bit of money, but it's worth it.
That vaccine, maybe this is a spoiler, I don't know, but is that something that happens as an infant or later in life?
It's later in life.
Later in life, okay.
You know, the interesting thing is it's chickenpox is shingles. And so kid gets chickenpox. Well, there is the chickenpox vaccine, but this is I'm talking about the adult chickenpox vaccine. And if the child gets chickenpox sometime in their lives, and most people who are 60 or 50 got it somewhere along the line, and then it will be living in your nerve cells and will pop out later along a line of the nerve. You know, for example, it starts in the middle of your back and it wraps around your left side, stops in the middle of your chest. Or it'll be somewhere off and on in that line of the nerve. And it's a little blister on a pink bed. They call it a teardrop on a rose petal.
Wow. That's very, very poetic yes, language around something this kind of
some poet.
Something you don't really want to find.
No, you don't want those teardrops. Let me put it that way.
Oh, man. My guest has been Dr. Rick Holm. You can catch On Call with the Prairie Doc tonight at 7 Central, 6 Mountain on SDPB-TV for all things related to skin health tonight.
Yes.
Dr. Holm, thanks so much for joining us today. A real treat to talk to you.
Very welcome. Thank you for having me.